Maybe I Have Dyslexia for a Reason by Michaela Halbauer. My brain works differently, and in some cases, better than those of children without dyslexia. Here's how I learned to appreciate the benefits of thinking differently. Dyslexia has many challenges, but if you try hard, I believe you can always make it through. I am 9 years old and wrote the book Dyslexia Rules. When I was 6 years old and in first grade, I struggled so hard with learning how to read and write. I felt like I was different from all the other kids. I felt like I belonged in preschool, not first grade. I was embarrassed and felt alone. I felt like no one understood how hard I was trying. Even the teachers said that I wasn't trying hard enough, even though I was trying my hardest. I was so frustrated and sad. That summer, my parents got me tested for a learning disability, and I was diagnosed with dyslexia. At first, when I found out that I had dyslexia, I was even sadder, and I felt even worse than I did before. But as I grew older and started to learn about dyslexia, it all made sense. I wasn't dumb or stupid at all. In fact, I discovered that my brain just works differently and in some ways better than others without a learning difference. Dyslexia comes with many gifts. I have a very creative brain and I can see things that others without dyslexia can't see. For example, puzzles make more sense to me. I am great at figuring things out. My imagination is big and I can create almost anything with just my mind and my hands. I'm also good at art and make wonderful art pieces. Did you know that Albert Einstein and Picasso were dyslexic? When I wrote Dyslexia Rules, I started to feel better about my dyslexia, and by the time the book was finished, I realized that dyslexia is a gift, not a punishment. I know that God gave me dyslexia for a reason. I want to share my story and encourage other kids with learning and attention differences not to feel bad about themselves. Dyslexia is hard, but it makes you special. We dyslexics have to try harder than other kids, but that helps us to not give up and prepares us for the real world. Because we are working so hard now, we will be able to conquer anything that comes our way in the future. Now I have accommodations in my classroom, which has made a huge difference. With accommodations, I can keep up and sometimes even do better than some of my classmates. So don't be sad about your dyslexia. Be proud of it. We are great as everyone else and sometimes even greater.